You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We're joined now by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Thanks, Mark, for being with us today. Let's start our discussion by taking a look back over the weekend. There were lots of calls for rainfall. Where did it come?
Well, specifically over the long holiday weekend, the main rain activity extended from southeastern Nebraska and Kansas eastward into the Ohio River Valley acreage. Basically, within that swath, we had totals in the range of anywhere from, you know, half to 1 inch on the lower side to above 2 to 3 inches on the higher side. Some of the heaviest totals were in portions of Kansas, central Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana. Now, while the main rains there were in the southern half or so of the Midwest, we did see a lack of any significant rainfall across the northern half of the Midwest. And going into this long holiday weekend, actually, the southern part of the Midwest had been the driest, and with the rains, that certainly helped. It has not eradicated the dryness, but certainly has helped and improved what had been the driest areas.
So still running behind in some areas. As you look forward through this week, it appears there will be rainfall again.
Yeah, it does look like there will be opportunities for rainfall here through the balance of this week. Some of those rains will be in areas back again across the northern belt. So those areas that did not have much rain over this long holiday weekend will have some chances for rain here this week. On into next week, we see a continuation of opportunities for rainfall. And really the reason behind this is that for the next couple weeks, opportunities for rainfall. In addition to that, a lack of extreme heat, that is due to the ridge of high pressure, which will be a feature across the southern part of the U.S., basically moving east or kind of sloshing back and forth, moving east and west across the southern parts of the Midwest, southern parts of the U.S., and not shifting northward into the Midwest, at least for the next 15 days.
And that'll put us through the pollination period for the bulk of the Midwest. I made a trip from here to St. Louis over the weekend, all the way through to Springfield and then down 55, and lots of corn was tasseling. It won't be long, I suppose, until we get pollination started, and the temperatures and maybe the rainfall all sound like should be good for that part of the season.
Yeah, certainly here, Todd. Yeah, it's the timing here with there will be significant heat in the southern U.S., and including that is the Delta in the southeast. But for the Midwest, we see a lack of any kind of extreme heat, which, yeah, the timing of it, very timely here for the bulk of pollination that will be taking place over these next 2 weeks.
Nonetheless, we have about 30 seconds left. Still running behind as a whole in the Corn Belt for precipitation?
Well, that certainly has improved over the past, or that deficit has improved over the past holiday weekend. And some of the driest areas of note of what we've seen recently, if you look at the past 30-day percent of normal, up in the far northwestern belt, in the River Valley, in the eastern Dakotas, western Minnesota, still less than 50% of normal over the past 30 days. There's a swath in areas of western and central Iowa extending into west central Illinois that's received less than 50% of normal. Even much of southern Michigan has received less than 50% of normal. So it's actually quite a bit of variability here, better off than what the Midwest was back a week ago, but still some areas in need of rain.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.